Day Podcast. It's the episode 100.
100 episodes, Brandon.
How did we get here? How did we get here?
It's pretty remarkable.
It's funny I asked that question.
Indeed. As today, for episode 100, we want to talk about the oral history of Altered State.
Sure.
Because if any of you that's been listening, I imagine are maybe plugged in other social media avenues, and know that finally, after all this time, we have signed a lease. We have been spending this week building out what will be Altered State Comics very soon.
That's right.
And it just so happens to coincide with 100 episodes. This little...
It's amazing.
This weird little thing that we started doing together
yep.
has finally become what it was always meant to
yeah.
be. We want to celebrate that.
Damn right.
With a little episode just kind of about how we got to where we got. We've got a delicious bottle of Maker's Mark Cask Strength, courtesy of our good buddy Travis, who came out to the shop today and wanted to...
Get the glasses out.
Gave us a congratulatory bottle. So we're going to pour some small drinks here.
Thank you.
And then...
I got that microphone issue again. What the fuck?
We're going to have a little chat. And kind of, I feel like up front here, it might feel like a little bit of me interviewing you, B.
Okay.
Because whether you know this or not, if you're not in the room, Altered State Comics predates me by a couple of years. So if we're going to do the oral history of Altered State, it has to start where it started. So, B, what? Where did Altered State come from, man?
You know, I had been doing, you know, I got a few years on you. So
yeah.
I'd been doing the office stuff and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like a good adult does. You go to work, mm-hmm. you know, you make your money, you take care of the family, all that kind of stuff. And I was really, started getting like stomach issues and stuff like that. It was just stressing me out. It was,
mm-hmm.
pay was good, life was shitty.
Ah.
You know what I mean? And then there was, you know, I was in telecommunications, so there was always like layoffs, and this company bought that company, so it felt like you were always moving on to something. You never planted your roots firmly anywhere or whatever.
Mm.
And I've always loved comics and pop culture and just all that kind of stuff that we do. There was a round of layoffs. I got laid off, and I'm like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I don't know if I want to do my own comic book shop, but I know I got to be my own boss. I got to do my own thing somehow.
Yeah.
Me and Jessica sat down, and she's like, I don't know why you're even thinking about it. You should open a comic book store. That's what you know. That's where you go on the, you know, it's
yeah.
what you do on Wednesdays. It's where you go on the weekends to go do stuff. And, like, I don't, you know, and the Catholic in you, the whatever in you, the ever pessimistic person inside
yeah.
me. Like,
I don't deserve this. I can't have this.
That's not. I couldn't do that. I wouldn't even know where to start. It's Jessica. Jessica really, you know, put me on the road to where we are right now. In more ways than one. It's just, she's like, you should do that. I'm like, all right, let me look into it. Let me see what it's all about. You know, just did a little, got a business, you know, LLC, you know, just so we could do some conventions and maybe see how it went. Did a couple conventions, you know, wasn't a huge hit, but did okay. It was popular, you know. I got to talk
mm-hmm.
with my people like we do when we do conventions.
Sure.
And everybody's like, oh, where are you located? I'm like, oh, you know, I'm in West County. Like, we're dying for something in West County. There is nothing. We got V-Stock. That's what we have to do for comics. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that sucks. I agree.
Not only do you have to deal with V-Stock, but it's also V-Stock in the mall.
It was a mall V-Stock, right?
You know.
Right.
Like, that's...
Yep. Yep.
No one wants to go to the mall.
No. I mean... V-Stock doesn't even always get weekly updates half the time. I mean, they really
sure.
don't. You know what I mean?
They don't carry a lot of current
no.
titles.
It's not their thing. It's not their thing. So people for, you know, 6-8 months after that first couple conventions, they were like, oh, when you open in a shop, when you open a shop. And I'm like, ah, it's a lot goes into that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you know this. We put together a business plan. You know, we started looking into locations. We thought we had a location within like 6 months, and then next thing you know, the person, the landlord's like, yeah, we changed our mind. We don't want a comic book shop in there for whatever reason. Didn't really give us a reason. Looking back on it, thank you.
Yeah.
It just was not the right time and location. We were just pushing. We wanted to get this going.
Sure.
You know, we you know, set up the Diamond account, all that kind of fun stuff. So we're getting new comics in, and I'm like, you know, we have to open a brick and mortar because I never tried to open an online comic thing. I just don't know that. You know what I mean?
It's a little less fun.
It is. I mean, you know, we're going to sell comics online, obviously, through the store and stuff like that, but I never just had a strictly online business plan.
Yeah.
You know, shopped it around. Everybody loved our business plan. They're like, this is pretty fucking impressive. You know, lenders were like, you know, we can do some business. And then it was never the right timing. Couldn't find the right spot. And then our mutual friend, Sean Gallagher, is like, have you ever met John Brunts? I'm like, I don't think so. He's like, he's always a DB. But at this point, I was already a DB. He's doing the golf cart and kind of bullshit, you know. And, you know, I'd known Sean at that point for 20 years. For whatever reason, our paths may have crossed, but we never chatted about anything or whatever.
I think that's the funny part is that, it came down on my end, you know, 7 years ago this week. Steve,
home, guys.
Who was the guy who owned Comic Headquarters on Telegraph, which was a store that I grew up going to, that I grew up loving. He kind of suddenly, tragically passed in his sleep. And after he passed, we had a little delay there, but it was about 7 years ago. Steve, who'd owned Comic Headquarters on Telegraph, which was where I always did my weeklies and where I used to hang out when I was a kid, had suddenly passed in his sleep, and his wife really didn't want the shop to die, but she also knew that she couldn't do it.
Sure.
So she sent out an email to the mailing list of the store to see if anyone wanted to buy. And at that point, I reached out to Corey Gallagher. Mm-hmm. My wife was pregnant at the time, so it was like I knew I was... I can't really do anything crazy.
Right.
But I reached out to Corey, like, because he's always doing business things. I was like, hey, man, you want to buy a comic shop together and I can run it? And he was super interested.
Right.
Like, he was pretty immediate. It was, I cannot speak enough to how remarkable that experience was with how he was with me during all that. But we went down that road for a couple months and ended up someone else was paying more money or could get it quicker or whatever. So it kind of fell off. And then that dream had just stayed alive in me for a long time. So then it was funny that, you know, as we're hanging out at DB's, then that's Sean saying the same thing to me. He was like, hey, man, when you and Corey tried to do that and that fell apart, why don't you ever get together with Forrest? I was like, I don't
who the fuck
know.
Is that?
What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, I think Sean was shocked that we hadn't met. Like, he's like, I thought you guys just knew each other. Like, nah.
And it seems kind of remarkable in retrospect that we didn't.
Right, right.
Because I said, like, you've been friends with Sean for 20 years. I've been friends with Sean for 20 years.
Right, right.
We played in the same music scene for a long time.
2/3 of St. Louis has been friends with Sean for 20 years.
That may be a fact.
but I think
the difference is you were raising a kid for a lot of those years. So
that's absolutely right.
Like, the time in which I was old enough to be hanging out with, like, my friends at the... Like, I've known Sean and Corey for 20 years, but the first 6 of those years, I was the snot-nosed kid that worked for him at Pizza and Wings.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Like, we weren't hanging out.
Right.
It wasn't until I was 19, 20 that we were, like, going out drinking together and shit. And by then, Noah was 7 years old.
That's
like, you were at the spot that I'm at right now, where it's like, you don't do shit for like 5 to 7 years.
Right. That's right.
It comes back around.
And you're usually
you're
definitely usually not meeting new people. Like, what, you know what I mean? You got your group of people and this is what I got. Cause now I got kids. This is where I'm at. This is end of list. You know what I mean? These are the people I know who are showing at my funeral.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, Sean introduced us that one night there at DB's. We bullshit for, I don't know, whatever long it was. What bullshit. Could have been 20 minutes, could have been 2 hours. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, could.
But yeah, we were just bullshitting outside, and I've been thinking to do a podcast. He's like, I've been thinking to do a podcast. Like, want to do a podcast? Let's fucking do a podcast. And next thing you know, that is how we really met, was at these tables talking about whatever.
It's funny. Like, we're at episode 100 now. You could go back and listen to the first... And the first episode was legitimately the first time we'd ever actually hung out.
Totally, right.
And the first 10 to 15 episodes, I think, were really... It's kind of fun to look back on those 10 to 15 episodes of like, oh, this is like how a friendship is
it's born. Figuring out, right. Like, we're figuring out.
Like, not only were we starting a business partnership, we were just starting a friendship.
That's right. That's right.
We were just learning to be buddies.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's worked out pretty well.
I'd say so. After 100 episodes and pandemic.
If we get through building out this comic book store and we don't throw down, we're good, man.
Oh, God.
We're just gonna,
I was about to throw down on myself today.
That's all. I mean, we're never going to be mad at each other. We're aggravated at the situation, and that's how we're going to end up fighting if we ever fight. But yep, that's
yeah. We've spent the last couple of days like building out the shop,
painting, flooring.
Yeah, I guess this is fast forwarding a little bit.
Sure.
But yeah, so we've got a spot now that was completely white boxed. And
yeah, so not to jump forward, but you know, so fast forward. Hey, we're doing a new podcast. 100 episodes later, we're doing a store.
Right.
So that's really, in a weird way, the podcast, which was intended to be marketing for the store, ended up being the basis for us building a store.
It was the motor.
Right? I mean, if we do 5 episodes of the podcast and we don't get along, we're not doing a fucking store.
Over.
You know what I mean? We're just, oh, he's a cool guy. It doesn't click.
Yeah.
We're just doing whatever now. You know what I mean?
Right.
It just kept working, kept clicking. Every week we chip away a little more. Hey, maybe, you know, and, you know, Corona put a little bit of a hitch there for a year, but.
It was crazy to think about. We were here a year and a half ago.
That's right. That's right.
We were ready to in a bank.
Yeah.
Like, looking at signing papers.
Yep.
And as I remember going in and meeting the guy and, like, not knowing if we could shake hands.
Sure. Because
it was right after. Beginning.
Yeah.
It was right after that case was found. The first one in St. Louis. Yep. It was that kid that like came back from somewhere. Then they went to a daddy-daughter dance.
Yes, I was going
to
say it was like right after
quarantine.
Yep.
And it was like that day that news story broke.
That's right.
And we were kind of like weird talking to people.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, we didn't even do a fist bump or anything. We didn't know how to react.
Yeah.
No mask at that point, right?
No. There was nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I was still in school. Like everything was normal. It was just kind of the beginning of it. And then... Your dad was ill at the time.
That's right. That's
so
right.
We were like, it was getting kind of serious. So we were like, let's pump the brakes here.
Sure.
Like, because you had some stuff to take care of.
Yep.
And in that couple of weeks.
Right.
Everything shut down.
Everything shut down.
Oh, right. Shit.
Yep.
So thankful that we didn't sign those papers that day.
Yeah. I was going to say, so like that would have been like, was that February-ish?
Yep.
And then like March is when he passed away. Right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But we pumped the brakes because we knew you had to take care of some stuff.
Yep.
Like that.
Yep.
That ended up being kind of the saving grace.
In a weird way, yeah. Because if we would have opened up then, we'd be in a different spot right now. I don't know where we'd be, but it wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be a good place. It
wouldn't be necessarily a good spot, yeah.
I can't imagine it would be.
We would have had to change course dramatically.
Yeah, there would have to be some.
We'd be doing something.
We would be changing course. As we are opening.
That's right.
Right. Like
Yep.
That would have been wild.
That's right.
But it finally felt like things had tamed down enough in the Corona world you know, we figured we're going to navigate this world one way or the other. And
it's hard. I was trying to think about it. I'm like, there's not like one moment I can think of like when I was a kid or whenever where I'm like, you know, not that I don't want a comic book store, obviously, but I'm never like, that's what I'm going to do. Like, I always loved comics, and I'm always like, I always wanted to be in a comic book shop. But up until, you know, 5-6 years ago, it never once hit me that I'm like, I should open a comic book shop.
Mm.
And then once I started looking into it, I'm like, those things can actually make a little money. And then next thing, you know, I'd be, it's like a douche myself. I'd be remiss if I wasn't like, you know, Marvel plays a big role in this. I mean,
oh, yeah.
If they're not pumping out 3 to 5 movies a year for the last 10 years, comic books don't stay in the ether like they have.
Right.
You know, Stan Lee became more of a pop culture figure than ever the last 10 years because of those movies.
Well, late 90s, early 2000s, comic books were hurting far more than they are now.
Sure.
And, you know, like, print media is still not a booming business
of course,
or anything.
Right.
Like,
right.
Feels weird to say as like I'm getting in the print media business, but like
it's more than that.
It is its market,
sure.
You know,
right.
But like in the late '90s, early 2000s, it was hurting
big time, right? Right.
And then, you know, the Spider-Man movies and the X-Men movies came out and were good for the most part. That was right when Nolan was doing Batman, so right. all of a sudden Batman was back in the zeitgeist in right. a big way.
Comic books all of a sudden, or at least comic book movies, became more acceptable, more popular.
Well, and not only that, but I feel like with those movies specifically, they were digging deeper into the source material.
Sure.
You know, like...
Directly.
Yeah. It's like if you watched the Batman movies of the 90s, you didn't feel the need to go pick up a comic book.
I don't,
you know, they weren't drawing from that. They were using those characters, but they weren't telling those stories.
Right.
Whereas, like, you watch Batman Begins, and they're giving you fucking Ra's al Ghul.
Right.
You know, like, oh, wow.
Right, right.
This is direct pulls from some pretty heavy source material.
Yeah.
You know, like... That, I think, got people to take comic books more seriously.
Agreed, right. Agreed.
And be more engaged in that type of storytelling.
And, you know, and with all the different media platforms now, there's so much more of an outlet for comic book writers or producers or whatever to take that source material from Marvel, DC, Image, whoever it may be, and put it on... Not just like AMC with Walking Dead, but you put it on HBO Max and you can do what they originally intended to do.
Right.
And not have to chop it up to make it family friendly. You can do that source material way more accurately.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word, than you could.
Well, you can tell those stories the way they were intended to be told.
Sure. Right.
And that
every Batman doesn't have to, you know, sell $1 billion now. You can do a TV show around the DC universe with Swamp Thing. And people are okay with it.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be like, fuck this. There's like, okay, well, that's one more thing. That's
and it's like the technology has gotten democratized enough that, like, you can do things, it's a relative term, but relatively cheaply.
Sure.
As a movie studio, like, to say Swamp Thing, for example. The Swamp Thing show that they made for the DC app was... In the terms of, like, Hollywood storytelling, inexpensive to make. But, like, you wouldn't see those risks being taken if it was so outrageously expensive.
Sure.
You know, if it, those big swings don't feel so huge. I mean, granted, they did make a Swamp Thing movie in the 90s, and it was tight.
Yeah. We've kind of gotten off topic, I know, but... I, the path of altered state is fucking all over the place.
It is so. It is long and winding. It wanders around like a drunken fella.
Like a great man once said, "It's long and distinguished, like my Johnson." I don't know what movie that's from. I forget what that. That's from Top Gun. Goddammit. That's from Top Gun. That's what it is. Someone said it's like long and distinguished, and he's like my Johnson. Yeah, that's straight up Top Gun.
That has to be Top Gun because no one has referred to their junk as a Johnson since the 80s.
You didn't have Big Johnson t-shirts? Remember those?
No, Brandon. Oh. No, I didn't have Big Johnson t-shirts.
Just like Big Dog. Remember Big Dog?
Yes, I remember Big Dog.
Big Johnson was the...
That was a thing?
You could get him at the lake all the time, man. Oh, yeah. I even remember... Yeah.
Before my time, sir.
Missing out. You're missing out.
Am I, though?
You are.
Am I, though?
It's back when t-shirts had a life of their own. Like, it was just a...
Back when t-shirts mattered.
That's right, man.
Get off my lawn.
Damn right.
Make t-shirts great again.
I know we before we came on, we're not going to talk about any new stuff just because we want to do a little altered state stuff. But I do want to mention that we went to Wrestling in the Chase last weekend. And God damn it, that was a great
We've time. Done a show since then.
Did we? When did we? We thought we did a show before it. Did we do a show after that? Because that was on a Sunday, right?
That was on the 29th?
I have to go back and look. I thought we did a show maybe earlier that day.
We did do a show earlier that day.
We didn't do a show after, did we?
That's what I'm saying. I guess we haven't.
That's right. It was a good old time.
I guess that was last Sunday.
Yep. Yeah. And that's, if you hear any background noise, that's more wrestling in the background because that's the kind of guy I am.
Yeah. We had to cut down the work today. Granted,
for wrestling,
we needed to cut down the work today.
We were done regardless.
I was just dragging ass. Yeah, so today we're working on building out the shop, and dead set coming in tonight. We're laying all this floor
everything
today.
Yep.
Maybe 50% done.
We're about 55-60% in there, and we're like, we're toast. We're toast.
We're comic book boys, not construction
That's
boys.
Right. That's right.
Do the best. Yeah. Do the best that we can.
That's right.
But that is not...
It looks very nice. We just did not do nearly as much as we thought we would.
Right. That's all it was. I have no issue with the... With the quality of work. It's just the speed...
Just the quantity.
The speed with which... we were able to move at. I thought it was going to go quicker.
You got two comic book nerds laying floor. That is not a recipe for speed.
That's true.
You know?
At least it's a recipe for quality. That's what I think. It's done well.
It is. It is.
I'm proud of the work.
It should be. You should be. It looks good. It looks good.
Yeah. Walking in tomorrow to finish it is going to feel like a little bit of a kick to the nuts, though, because I thought it was going to be done today.
It'll still feel good.
It'll feel good.
It's looking more and more like a cool shop every day. We're gonna have the spot to be as far as West County comic books go.
Hell yeah!
No one's gonna be able to touch us.
Which brings me to thinking like where we're at now on September 5th. We are 26 days away from what we are hoping to do as an opening day.
That's right.
You know, as long as everything checks out, we're looking at October 1.
Yep.
And I feel confident we can hit that date.
I do.
Confident enough to say it out loud on a podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm very confident.
Pretty bold. But yeah, so if you're listening, mark your calendars. Friday.
Yep. Yeah, if you're listening, you are definitely invited to the friends and family opening on Friday.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody's welcome. Friends and family, we are just inviting them special. So if you're listening to this, chances are you will also get a personal invite.
That is likely true. Yeah, we'll try to do a cool ribbon cutting and stuff Saturday.
That's right.
We could be open for a full day.
Yep.
Friday, we'll just do an evening playing around.
Yep. Well, but come on out, check us out. You know, we should have some food to snack on for the opening weekend. It'll be a good time.
We've got some cool things figured out that, you know, as we get closer and we can hammer more details out, we will certainly be spreading more of those details soon.
Yep. I just wanted to thank you for coming on this journey with me. Talking to you, John, not just the listener. Listener, I appreciate, but John, I appreciate a little more.
I
would not be doing this right now without you.
I can't say enough the same. This has really been, to look back on what 2.5 years of becoming friends, becoming family, talking about shit like this every week and keeping the dream alive when honestly there was a lot of times it felt like it wasn't
gonna be there. There were many nights it was a bummer, but yep.
And to be here sitting across from you still really, I'm at a loss for words,
maybe. But then again, maybe it's just that Catholic thing where I can't, you know, say no to somebody. So I just have to ride it out until they cut me loose. And we're both the same way. We're not going to cut each other loose. So we're fucked.
Right. Never, ever, ever.
If it's the worst thing ever, we both just made the worst decision ever together.
Hey, and I'm good at making those.
It's not at all. Every day I go in there. The first thing of pain I put on there felt great. And then the worry kicks in 5 minutes later. This is the bad idea.
Yeah.
And then you start looking at it like, all right, we did okay. People come in, start looking at it.
Going to be fine.
This looks good. You know, sometimes you need that little, hey, you did a nice job.
Yeah.
Just, all right, cool. I'm doing the right thing.
Right.
But I know that we are. I know that we are because it's what we know.
Right. It's who we are.
It's what we know.
That's what I think about is that at the end of the day, for better or worse, this is the person that I've always been.
That's right.
And it's the person that you've always been. Yep. And if that's not enough, then you know that's okay. I can live with that.
Yep.
But I couldn't be more thrilled to be on this journey.
Yep, I'm with you, my friend.
So I'm so happy. We are continuing. We got a short one tonight.
Yep.
Just wanted to kind of talk through where we're at.
Yep. And let you guys know what's up.
This moment.
Yep.
Next week, we'll be back talking normal things. Hopefully sometime this week we can find some time to see Shang-Chi.
Yep.
That dropped on Friday, and with the amount of work we've had to do at the shop, we just haven't had time to get to the theater, which sucks because I'm actually really looking forward to it. I think it looks really tight.
Agreed.
But we're just going to need to find some time after we get things together, maybe next weekend or something before we record.
Absolutely.
We will hopefully get a chance to peep it. But thank you, listeners, for buckling in for 100 episodes. Thank you, Brandon, for welcoming me in. I love you, buddy.
I love you, my friend. Thank you, guys.
We'll catch you next week.
Thank you.